You are listening to Carousel Radio.
Carousel Radio.
You're listening to Carousel Radio.
Broadcasting a creative voice of people with a learning disability.
Carousel Radio.
Carousel Radio!
Welcome to our first show of the 2020s. My New Year's resolution is to travel to America and see the sights. Travel in a yellow cab and then some American slang. Like, for instance, lift as an elevator in America.
Hi, my name's Claire. My New Year's resolution is to stop getting colds and sneezing.
My name is Dava. My new resolution is to become a proper trance DJ. Go to Ibiza. Get the crowd going. Yogi, yogi, yogi!
In this show, we'll be picking lots of clips from 2019. These are our favourite moments from the shows we made last year. The show will feature music, poetry, short stories, comedy, and interviews from artists with a learning disability. Welcome to the show!
Welcome to the show.
You are listening to Carousel Radio.
Carousel Radio.
Radio.
My name is Claire, and here is one of the most fantastic clips we recorded in 2019.
This is Pauline Spawning.
You are listening to Pauline's radio show. We are talking about illnesses. On the line is James, who has a headache. Have you had the headache for a long time?
This can turn the volume down, please. It's too loud.
Do you take any medication?
Speak quietly, please.
I suggest you have some rest.
You're doing my head in. Bye.
Our next caller is Indy, who has a sore foot.
I keep rubbing my foot and it's annoying me.
Have you got some cream to put on it?
Well, yes, I got whipped cream in the fridge. Goodbye.
Our next caller is Mr. Husker, who has a problem.
Problem. The thing is, I've got a terrible itchy elbow.
My advice is, scratch it with your nose or go to the itchy doctor. And that's the end of the show. Call in next time when the subject will be about flying silly pigs.
I am David. Yes. Here is one of my favourite clips from 2019. I'm David, I tell you a story. One day, little boy flew in the plane to America and his name was Peter. He jumped out the plane into the sea. The sea is very deep. A lot of waves splashing around and the weather is bad, and he called the Coast Guard. And the Coast Guard came and said,
"Your leg is broken, boy."
"Our boy is harmless."
Coast Guard took him to America. He went to the hospital when his leg was better. Peter leaves the hospital, goes to Las Vegas. He goes to the casino. He had no money at all. And he went to the bank and asked for some money. The bank said,
"Sir, you need to cash a check."
Peter pulled the check out, still wet from the sea. The ink drips down. He writ on the check, £20,000.
"Here's your check."
And then he bought a car, Lincoln Continental, an old American car. He drove all the way up to New York and get a plane back to England. The first time he jumped out, of course, he was very angry. This time, Peter decided not to jump out because he felt really happy. Joined the food on the plane. He ate bacon and sausage and fried bread. The flight takes 8 hours from America. When he got off the plane in London, he never paid attention and the car whacked him. Got run over. Peter lay on the road, two broken arms. Someone says,
"Are you alright, mate?"
Peter says, "Don't worry, I am harmless."
"I'm sorry, it's harmless."
Energy shot.
Energy shot.
You are listening to Carousel Radio.
Coming up next on
Carousel Radio,
it's time for Fran.
We are making a series of documentaries about artists with a learning disability. The show is about singer-songwriter Louis Walton, who is from Brighton.
Tell us about the latest song you are writing.
It was Magpie. It's about charity shops.
Let's get started. It's second hand like a brass band. Could be old, it could be new. It's good for me and it's good for you.
For Magpie.
Sold charity shop.
And where did you film the video?
It was in Shoreham. I used to buy things at charity shops like CDs and VHSs. Kylie Minogue, take that, yeah. Steps, yes. S Club 7.
Yeah.
Louise.
My name is Fran, and here is one of my favourite clips that we recorded in 2019.
I can speak to Fran about Carousel Chorus. How did you start the Carousel Chorus?
I was part of a large group called Carousel Singers that met every week. When that ended, Carousel created a smaller chorus and asked me to join. The idea is that a smaller chorus can write and perform more times than a larger group.
How do you write the song?
We talked about a theme. Everybody contributes their ideas and writes the songs together. And we rehearse them until they're happy with them.
Welcome to the show today.
Seasons of Friendships reminds me of the seasons. I like the bit where Hannah plays the piano whilst we're singing New Happy Energy Jumping Bunnies. It makes me feel happy as she plays it.
New Happy Energy Jumping Bunnies.
Love never dies.
that was Seasons of Friendship by the Carousel Chorus. You can hear new songs by the chorus on carousel.org.uk or by searching for Carousel Chorus on SoundCloud. You are listening to Carousel Radio. This is our Meet the Artists documentary on the rapper Two Dicks.
Wacky Backy. Okay. You're gonna laugh when you're gonna hear this. It's about smoking weed.
My mum got the wacky backy. My sister got the wacky backy. My brother got the wacky backy. My granddad got the wacky backy. My mum got the wacky backy. My sister got the wacky backy. My brother got the wacky backy. My granddad got the wacky backy.
It was inspired by my girlfriend. So my girlfriend inspired me with the song, and she was saying, oh, this person's got wacky backy, another person's got wacky backy, and I thought, how would that sound in a song? I would like to say this right now. I do not encourage the idea of smoking weed, all right? The song might be about smoking weed. I was just having fun with the song, and you know I love the song. Everybody else loves the song. It's a hit wonder, and everyone likes it. I'm glad that a lot of people like it. French certainly like it.
Wacky backy, wacky backy. We all got the wacky backy. I said wacky backy.
My name is Claire, and here is one of my favourite clips that we recorded last year.
Labour's Land by Johnny Shaxter. David Labour's held a press conference. He announced, I've created a new country. The province of Alberta, which is in Canada, the states of Montana, Washington, and Oregon are now united. It will be a democratic republic and will be called Labour's Land. Now, in front of the press, I will sign these documents. I'm signing a manifesto, the new constitution, and the Labour's Land Declaration of Independence. David signs. A press agent asks,
who will be president? And who will be vice president?
David signed. I will be president. Zoe A. will be vice president. And Johnny Shaxter will be secretary of state. Then everybody clapped. 2 hours later, David received a very angry phone call from a very angry Donald Trump. Dear David, how you managed to form this government is beyond me. I am very angry with you. You have divided and disunited the United States of America. I will retaliate by bombing Edmonton, Alberta. David replied, well, if that is the case, I am bombing the White House. Then an hour later, David pressed the button, and the White House was bombed. Zoe A. said,
don't you think that was a bit drastic? Personally, I would have given a week's notice.
David replied, I'm not putting up with Donald Trump and him interfering in my affairs, unquote. Donald Trump escaped somehow and went to 8719 Saskatchewan Drive in Edmonton, Alberta. This is the address where Johnny Shaxter used to live. Donald did not realize that the CIA installed a bugging device on Donald's coat. The CIA left off the bomb that was installed. The house was completely destroyed, and Donald was dead. The FBI gave Johnny Shaxter a call and said, sorry, Johnny, we had to bomb your previous home, 8719, but look at the bright side, Donald is dead. A few hours later, some of the states in the United States of America were ceded to Labour's Land. Nevada and Idaho united with Labour's Land. David now warned the rest of the world that Labour's Land was a force to be reckoned with.
You You are listening to Carousel Radio.
Oscar Bright Film Festival is the world's leading festival for films made by or featuring people with learning disabilities, autism or additional needs. It was founded in 2004. We visited the Oscar Bright committee to ask them to tell us about a dream you've had.
Hi, my name is Tina Dickinson and I'm from the Oscar Bright team. I remember this dream that I was on this cloud and you go on these clouds and they would take you, like, it was like an elevator to these like different clouds and they had all different stuff on them. Like one of them had like animals and then another had like all this food and you could just choose where you wanted to go. I went on the animal cloud and I was with all these different animals, like there was horses and dogs and everything, and you just got to pet them and hang out with them and feed them, yeah.
Hello, my name is Will, part of the Oscar Bright team. I have judged some of the films in the committee and I've also made some independent films as well. It started out with me. I was at this strange sort of isle of sorts and it was just this long mountain spreading up high and high into the air. It was somewhat tropical, but there were these penguins just sort of wandering about. I followed the stairs up and it led up to a slide of sorts. And because I was young at the time, I wanted to go on the slide, so I went on the slide. But as soon as I got onto the slide, I heard a noise behind me and found that this big-lipped red cow was chasing after me on the slide. And obviously I was terrified. I tried to get away from it as fast as I can. I was just pushing myself down the slide like, oh god, oh god. The slide, for some reason, was just separating into these different paths, like it was just like a multi-path slide that was just going all around the mountain amongst these tropical trees and such. It was such a crazy experience, but it was so fun. At the very end of the slide, it just sent me up a ramp, and as I looked down, I was just falling towards the center of this giant powdered donut, which was laying on top of a forest, mind you. After I landed, I got up, looked around in the dark forest, and that was the end of the dream.
My name is Matthew Churchill, and I'm part of Oscar Bright. It's hard for me to try and describe my dreams. I'm going to need a machine to scan my memory so that I can record my dream.
So, hello, my name is Sarah, and I'm part of the Oscar Bright, and I'm quite anxious. Okay, I was like, this is how it all started. I was going on YouTube, looking at the latest film trailers on Film Select, and I saw a clip in it and I realised it looked really nice, and then suddenly I saw Chucky, the new Chucky trailer, because that night I woke up and I had a dream about Chucky. So Chucky is based on Child Play, there were films. Chucky is an evil, spiteful little sport doll who wants your soul, and there's a soul inside the doll. I don't like Chucky, and I'm scared of Chucky. And Chucky was in my house, and he's going, come on, come on, come and get me. I know you want me. And it was weird. I don't know, it was weird.
My name is Toby Loxton, filmmaker by trade, but I'm a member of the young Oscar Bright team. I mean, I wouldn't necessarily like call it like a fun dream, but it's something that I remember very vividly, actually, and it's quite meaningful. It's simply just, it was me and my deceased grandmother, Cinder, we were just basically having lunch in Brighton. And the thing is that like there was, she died when I was like in my, before I turned to teenager, and there's a lot of things I did that she would have been very proud of in my teenage years. And I remember just talking about like some of the things I've done and just reliving some great moments. And it's just like, even though that it's a dream, it's just something that I wish was real. So, and because she never really got to see the man that I became. So that's one of the best dreams I've ever had.
That was the voices of the Oscar Bright team.
Here is one of my favourite clips from Carousel Radio Show 2019.
Hello, I'm Vahana and I love dancing and singing. I like playing drums, putting my thoughts into poems, anything creative. This poem is about the summer. I just wanted a summary poem just about my style and how I use it to express myself. This poem is called Someday Style. Cut grass, some day style, chunky bangles, here wind chimes, funky earrings that dangle, the daisy chains that tickle in my toes, sewing every craft, little detail sewn, sequence spirals like shells, make it special. Sarah said, got buttons on my cardi, she'll make it stand out. Bold buttons, blue like the sky. Favourite colour, orange, all colours of the night. Long summer nights, bright summer nights. Lionel, shine, shine, next day, I'm wide awake. It's the top of the perfume, it's gone everywhere in my hair. Silk leaked, gone everywhere, ice cream, delirious. Cashmere, catch me, the oxygen, beads and stars as holding on to that tie. Red sky. Day in May, away or two, little care, pink lipsticks hypen the mood, with highlighter it goes too. Tasty flowers, pattern pleats, sandals will clap to the beat, rationalise with that tear. Lilac flowers on Lyra's dress, straw hat stuck on her head, sister gave her that flair, let's go in her convertible. I made a deal, denim jacket and a little heel. My style just right today, light breeze, light mood, cocoa butter in the air, poncho wrapped round in the way I feel safe. This pair of flip-flops, mixed it up, pick a mix, cocktail dresses or maxi dress, sand on my feet, a cup of tea and Maltesers by the sea. Yes, imagination flee, real nice day today, sunshine here, relaxed as can be, sunglasses, rays, peak, take a leap, sunny day style.
Somewhere in England, by a forest, there is a river. The only way to cross the water is by a black bridge. Crossing the black bridge leads you to a village. The village is old-fashioned, with dusty shops selling books on magic, a candle maker, a bakery, a tailor's, a hair salon, a shop selling hats of all shapes and sizes. In this village, the strangest things happen. As you'll hear the most bizarre stories, tales of Blackbridge.
One day, the people of Blackbridge awoke to find that the sky is totally dark. During the night, bad weather had appeared. The people of Blackbridge awoke to the biggest storm they had ever seen. The storm included some snow flurries, hailstones, bursts of sun, winds so strong that roof tiles flew through the air. The weather appeared to be strong and unpredictable. It was raining cats and dogs in Blackbridge. In Saskia's hair salon, Roy the barber has an early appointment cutting Alex's hair. They are listening to the morning show on Blackbridge 90.6 FM with DJ Zach Beard.
You are tuned in to DJ Zach Beard on Blackbridge FM to celebrate this crazy windy day. Here are everybody's favourite local band, Storm Edge, with Tornado Man.
The weatherman will strike again. He comes far, far away. He comes far, far away. From the far, far, from the world far away. I will win. Hear my prayer. I am the tornado man.
Whilst the sun plays, a huge tornado breaks through the roof of Saskia's hair salon. And Roy, the barber, is sent flying and spinning in the air.
Help me!
Alex is worried that his haircut might be ruined beyond repair. As the sun fades out, Roy falls to the ground, landing on his knees.
Ow!
Next up on Blackbridge FM, Ice Babies by Snow Ladies.
As the sun plays, hailstones start raining down intensely. On closer look, Alex can see that each hailstone is shaped like a miniature baby. Aww.
Next up on our weather-themed show, this is Prince and Purple Rain.
As the sun begins, purple rain falls all over Blackbridge. Meredith realises that the choice of songs on the radio is causing the terrible weather. She says,
"We must turn off all the radios."
Meredith and her friends run around the village, turning off all the radios, whilst Mr. Blackbridge goes to have a word with DJ Zach Beard. As each radio is turned off, the intensity of the storm gets calmer, and eventually blue skies return. Everyone is happy. It takes 2 weeks to repair the damaged roofs, the hole in Saskia's hair salon, the stain of purple rain on the thatched roof of Macabella and Pedrella's cottage. Despite warnings later that month on Blackbridge 90.6 FM, DJ Zach Bid carelessly plays the River Girls, "It's Raining Men." But luckily the skies remain clear. It was just another day, another tale from Blackbridge.
I'm MC Silvercat, and this is the bizarre world of Silvercat.
Incidents of the Gross and Dog Socking by MC Silvercat. My mind plays up sometimes. Certain images must be made into art. They obsess me. I'm addicted to image searches on the net. There's some strange stuff out there. My latest weirdness is animal pica, or x-rays of strangeness. Foreign bodies ingested mainly by dogs. Dog socking. One great Dane ate 47 socks over a course of time. He survived by having them surgically removed. The offending socks were shown in the x-ray, chock full of socks, alongside another breed which had ingested 100 hairbands and various other indigestible things. I never knew x-rays could be so interesting. Humans are guilty too. Eating light bulbs, cutlery, toys, even mobile phones, anything goes. It's a gross out mission, but I like the weird and mysterious. Eclectic visuals to be discovered. How about you all? Please do, it can lead to some interesting places. Just avoid socks in dogs, as questions kept me awake at night. Why weren't the missing socks noticed? Where do the missing socks go from the laundry? Is there a large space dog out there teleporting those socks for ingestion elsewhere? Having aspergers, I need these questions answered. The research is endless on these matters. Good luck in your studies and merry health to the sock survivors. I'm sure there's an answer to it all.
My name is Fran, and here is one of my favourite clips that we recorded last year.
In Your World, poems by Sam Castell Ward.
A greater country.
The country I am from and where I live is being tailor-made for hatred. It's run by billionaires who write the laws and moderate the TV and the papers. This doesn't feel like a home for me or anyone but those with the highest privilege. I want to leave this place to find somewhere that provides a better place for everyone to live. A greater country would change the ground along which everyone commutes. It would be smooth, so no one would find that the designs exclude them. A better country wouldn't expect the death of anyone, just because they don't work for cash. There are plenty who have enough. They've been supported. Now it's time to give something back. Everyone could be helped to survive. We'd have an economy run for people, not greed. This would be what we'd use until our society evolved beyond currency. A greater country would give things to do to occupy the time of everyone. There'd be services that don't take from, just provide. It's not a business that would be run. More fulfillment of time always being on offer would improve everyone's well-being. People would be nurtured, not just ignored. Something that could lead to deaths that would leave everyone reeling. A fact check for all the papers would be carried out from an external source, for a greater country wouldn't need to manipulate its citizens and tell them to hate others and say this is war! And no beliefs would be used to dehumanize others and condone any violence. A better country would let everyone live and breathe and rest.
Carousel Radio.
I am Eleanor Ree. My poetry is The Orange Girl or Some Accidentally. Love or like? Love you, she said to her relatively close mate. Naive about the meaning, there's meaning in that, mate. She says mentally, I love you, she said to her relatively good mate. Love or like? An unconditional spark or a moderately warm feeling. Come on, make love happen, friendship's at stake. I like you, she says as she stirs things up to another mate, although this may be more. Come on, things could heat up to hot here. Oh yes, she says. She keeps herself on top form. She could succumb to the temperature, rise and rest, relax, take a nap, give up on that. Mate, the oven though, she says. Soon to read her poetry, it's warming up, she said to her mate, and my potato needs to cook. Let's get a meal cooking, eh? So she smiles as it's her spot, she's up, she's ready, so she says a name, and then she lets her audience react. Their reaction is enough to see if she's enough for her sweetheart to be in love with her. Yes, that's enough.
Cooking hard in the rock house, hang out with your friends, spin like a record till the party ends.
Here we go!
The Rock House is a live music night that opens your ears to the best bands around, some who have learning disabilities and some who don't.
Each Rock House is 2.5 hours and features 4 or 5 bands who play 10 to 30 minute sets.
Hey, Rock House guys!
Woo! The Rock House could not be any more important than it is right now. It is a cornerstone in learning disabled artists' development with their performances, even if only in the Brighton and Hove area. But it doesn't just attract musicians locally, whether they're learning disabled artists or non-learning disabled guests, to show that they can blend together well. It attracts bands from beyond.
So ladies and gentlemen, see you all at the Rock House at the Green Door Shore.
Great audience. I want to thank all the performances for tonight. So thank you guys, Daniel and everyone else. Thank you very much. And most of all, I want to thank you, all of you, for coming and joining this festival. Have a great night. Thank you and goodbye.
You've been listening to Carousel Radio and some of our favourite moments from the shows we made in 2019.
Thank you to everyone who took part in the radio show. Last year, all the musicians,
artists and singers,
poets, storytellers and interviewees.
We'll be back with the new show next month.
Happy New Year!
Carousel Radio is the creative voice of people with a learning disability.
Our aim is to promote the work of talented, learning disabled writers and musicians.
We need your help, the listener, to keep this important and exciting project going. We need your feedback on the show to help with our funding.
Please tell us what you think on social media. Search Carousel Art UK on Twitter and Facebook and leave a comment. Or email us at radio@carousel.org.uk.
radio@carousel.org.uk.
Please subscribe to our podcast. Search Carousel Radio on iTunes and give us a rating and a comment.